After being voted down 3 times in the state house, an education bill that puts restrictions on sexual education in Alaska schools has been approved by lawmakers. House Bill 156 would also suspend statewide standardized testing for 2 years. KDLG's Hannah Colton reports.
House Bill 156 was introduced by Republican Representative Wes Keller. His original plan was to give school districts a 2-year break from statewide standardized testing in response to the recent failure of the Alaska Measures of Progress exam. The bill contains a caveat that the state could restart testing sooner if failing to do so would jeopardize its federal education funding. But last month, the bill took a turn for the controversial. It was amended to include parts of a proposal by Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla. His Senate Bill 89 sought to bar organizations like Planned Parenthood from providing sex ed in schools. That bill died in a House committee last month, but a watered-down version lives on in House Bill 156. Senator Dunleavy explained this week that the education bill now leaves the question of who can teach what in sex ed to the discretion of local school boards.
This bill does not ban anyone from putting on a presentation or doing sex education, as you said. The only requirement is that they go through the school board to make this happen. In other words, they just don't come in without any prior notice, any approval by the school board. But anybody can. There's no prohibition against any group or any individual.
The amended bill passed the Senate, then failed in the House twice in 1 day, each time by a single vote. The bill then went to a conference committee, which sent back an identical version to the House Wednesday. The House again rejected the bill by 1 vote. This time, Representative Kathy Munoz of Juneau switched her vote to yes, and Representative Benjamin Nagyak of Barrow switched his to no. Then Nagyak was apparently persuaded by the bill's supporters. On Thursday, lawmakers rescinded the previous day's vote and re-voted, this time reaching the 21-vote threshold needed to pass the bill. In a series of tweets Thursday, Planned Parenthood called on Governor Bill Walker to veto the measure. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.